This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is Aaron Rodgers Day in the city of Pittsburgh. Mini camp begins today for the Steelers. Rodgers will speak with the media. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joins us right now on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There's a lot of U.S. Open stuff we want to get to, Jeff, but today's the day. What are you most wanting to hear from Aaron Rodgers? What's got you curious about this quarterback?
I mean, I want to know from him why here, what took so long, what intrigues him about the Steelers, you know, what he feels like he and Arthur Smith could do in an offense. I mean, there's a lot. Thankfully, I mean, it's just going to be like three of us talking to him.
Yeah, there's going to be no parking down there, I don't think, Jeff. Do you think that...
That might be a problem.
It's going to be a big problem. For minicamp, do you think you'd ever see a bigger crowd of assembled media than we're going to see today?
No. No. I mean, I can't think of a scenario where there would have been another player with this type of intrigue, with the drama leading up to it, before minicamp ever. I mean, there have been holdouts, hold-ins, contract questions, but never a person as polarizing, as known as this, that enters the Steelers. And I mean, it's just going to be, I mean, they should just take us to the U.S. Open and do it there. There might be enough parking for all the media.
Jeff, do you think he's going to be good this year?
I think there's a potential to be good. I mean, not, I don't know if I would say great, but I thought at times he was good last year. I mean, his numbers would back that up. And you know, you look at his losses, 7 of the 12 were one-score losses. Did he have a couple of stinkers? Yes. Was maybe his worst game against the Steelers, which I think heightens the opinion for a lot of people. Yes, he had a bad game against Minnesota. They had a bad game against Arizona. But there were some other games in there where maybe he didn't have the best numbers, but they were either right there in the game or they won it. So I still think there's some game in there, especially that – in an Arthur Smith offense or Mike Tomlin offense, they don't need the quarterback to do everything.
Jeff, flipping it over now to the U.S. Open, our old friend Shelby Cassesi, she tweeted out moments ago, fans trickling into Oakmont early this morning, and they got a big surprise. Not listed on the tee sheet, Rory McIlroy taking in a practice round with his good friend Shane Lowry. Before we get into some of the nuts and bolts and the newsy elements, I mean, what has really stood out to you so far? Like, what has made you go, wow, I can't believe that I'm seeing this? And I know that this isn't your first rodeo, but like, I'm just watching, and these guys being here is still and will always be so cool to me.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going out there, the new practice facility is awesome. Like, there's so much room to be able to watch these guys. But the thing that stands out to me and just walking around a few holes yesterday is the rough. I mean, we hear about it, you know it's going to be there, but it's wet, thick, rough. And, you know, and some of the bunkers have been redesigned, so the lips are higher. Like, I mean, 18 is, what, 507 yards? and guys are teeing off, and a few of them that I watched were maybe only 20 yards onto the fairway because it's so long. And there's a bunker that's right into the landing area that if you hit into that bunker, you're going to have to just lay up. I mean, there are just things like that throughout that course. And it was rolling. I mean, considering all the rain, it was still rolling at a good clip.
Jeff, with all that being said, we know how hard Oakmont is, and you've heard pro golfers and a lot of these guys say how hard it is. And if you had the chance to play it here, and if you live here in Pittsburgh, it is clearly very hard. With all that being said, Scottie Scheffler, it's kind of hard to bet against him, right?
It is right now, the way he's playing, the focus that he has. He seemingly is unfazed by things that happen to him, not just negatively, but positively. Like, it's, okay, I'm on to the next hole, or I'm on to the next shot. And the focus, I mean, Nicklaus brought that up a couple of weeks ago, Jack Nicklaus did, about how well he pays attention to every shot, knows exactly what he needs to do to win. He's very calculating. And you see that from Scheffler. I mean, could he be beaten? Yes. I mean, somebody could have a huge weekend and beat Scotty, but man, that's going to be an uphill battle considering the way he's playing right now.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got to see the weather the rest of the week, but what do you think the winner's score will be? Or in what range do you think it'll be, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the weather is important. I mean, just looking at the course, and if it doesn't rain, I think plus one or two could be the winning score. Wow. I don't know if you would get down to Cabrera plus five, but I would be surprised if there is, I shouldn't be surprised by anything Scotty does, because he could have a tournament like Dustin Johnson did back in 16, but I would be surprised. I mean, this thing is set up. I mean, it's beyond difficult. I mean, guys were saying yesterday, you know, like, this is the hardest course that we play, like, ever.
Jeff, do you expect TJ Watt to show up today? And do you expect him to participate if he does show up?
I do. I expect him to do what he did 4 years ago and do some individual drills, but not team. I think that will be. I think he'll use the same blueprint. I mean, we'll find out for sure. But you know, he did that 4 years ago. Other guys have done a similar thing, and I expect him to be that way. And really, I mean, even in mandatory mini camp, there are a lot of the younger guys who are getting reps at opportunities. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be that. It's not like TJ needs the reps. Let's just put it that way.
Jeff, you're a news hound. You got a much better memory than I do. Did TJ talk 4 years ago whenever he reported?
He did. Okay. I mean, I think he did once and then not for the rest of any of it, which, you know, that's, I think he wants to get his point out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, he's not going to be pounding or trying to get little nuggets out there, trying to put pressure on the Steelers. He already put pressure by not saying a word, by just posting a picture. He put pressure on the Steelers. So I don't anticipate that he's going to be talking a lot or pushing anything. I think he's just going to go about his business.
Jeff, I saw your story, read your story on 93.7thefan.com about Matt Vogt, the dentist who is returning to Oakmont, and I saw some of the clips out there, and I got chills. How cool is this that he has this opportunity, and what is his expectation going in?
He doesn't know. He said he's just going to kind of try to soak it all up. I think he's smart in saying, I can't approach this like I've got to get ready for a tournament. Like, he's just taking it all in. It was cool to watch him sign autographs and how he wanted to interact with people. And he was talking to people about, you know, where they're from. And he signed one guy's autograph, and I guess it was a little sloppy. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm new at this.
Well, plus he's a doctor. They generally don't have great penmanship.
I mean, how many people are this happy to see a dentist? Not many. But he is embracing it. He's not hiding from it. He's not scared of it. And I think it's really cool. I mean, you could see it in his eyes. And, I can't imagine how many different emotions are flooding through. I mean, having worked there, I mean, normally you're the dude that's carrying bags for somebody else. And now it's you inside the ropes. And Sunday is Father's Day, and for the first time, he won't have his father. I mean, he's a recent dad. I mean, there's just so many things, and he's playing in the U.S. Open, and we'll find out a little later during your show who he'll be paired with. And, I mean, imagine if they put him with, like, somebody huge.
Mm. Pinch yourself kind of stuff.
Yes.
Oh, it's just, I mean, and he also discussed, like, maybe, he said, maybe I'm here to inspire somebody else to do something they wouldn't have done.
So cool. Jeff, a busy week for you, busy week for everyone. A great sports week here in the city of Pittsburgh with the U.S. Open at Oakmont, and then T.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers, all the storylines coming out of minicamp. We appreciate your time as always, man. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yep. See you, boys.
Hey, Jeff.
That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.